About 10 years ago, I started seriously contemplating a career change. I was teaching grade 2-3. I had just moved to a new school. Life was busy and work was very frustrating. There wasn't much time to think about what was at the root of it all. I didn't feel like I was being true to myself in the classroom, but at the time, I didn't recognize that. I just knew I wasn't happy. Changing careers is a risky move, especially when finances are tied to many things. I wasn't sure that changing careers was the solution. So my dad and I, Barold, had many talks about the pros and cons of starting something new, and I wasn't quite ready or sure what to do. So I put that plan on hold. Well, jump ahead a few years, and my dad passed away. A little while after that, my mother and I were talking, and she suggested that I consider going back to school to complete my post-baccalaureate diploma. Perhaps I'd find something new in the process, and that's exactly what I decided to do. I invite you to imagine that you, perhaps too, wanted something new, and for your own reasons, you've decided to join the diploma program as well. As a cohort of teacher learners, we've all studied about the teacher as inquirer, delved into field studies in our own classrooms, read many articles, and shared 2 years of experiences, failures, successes, and growth together. We've now reached the end of this program, the final comprehensive portfolio and the presentations. And we're attempting to sum up this incredible journey, 2 years long, in my case longer than that, in just 15 minutes. Try to take all of that time and you only have 15 minutes. Perhaps some of you have shared stories through dance, some have read poems through song or video, and now it's my turn to present. This first image is a quilt by Anne Mondrell called Rainforest. I've always loved crafting, learning, and nature, and when I joined the program, the post-bac program, 3.5 years ago, I heard we had an opportunity to build and present our portfolios in another way, in an expressive way, rather than through writing, and I was excited. I found the next photo as I was searching for things to do. I decided that I would make a quilt. The quilt would be a good creative challenge, a way to process my thoughts through the course, as well as a visible and lasting reminder of the journey I was about to begin. This is an actual quilt. It's built from a photo, but that was my inspiration. My first cohort I stepped in with was supporting diverse learners, and I joined after asking, can I focus my inquiries on supporting diverse learners in nature and through outdoor learning? The answer was yes. Quilts tell stories about their creators and about the context of their creation through choices made in design, materials, and content. I chose to make a forest quilt of my own, thinking it would be a good reminder of a space I loved. After finding these two examples online and many others, I chose to make my background out of crazy quilt blocks. So you're 7 pieces per block and putting them all together. I felt that that represented all the pieces of my life experience that I brought to this point. In the past, going into the forest with my students included identifying plants and animals, observing and discovering insects and secret places, and a lot of free play. But I felt I was missing that deeper understanding of outdoor learning that would make forest time more than just using nature as a different backdrop to learning. This feeling at work mirrored my sense of missing something in my life. I felt disconnected and I lacked a clear direction. I wanted something brighter to work towards, so I added another line on the top of the quilt. Well, that first summer, life threw us some big curveballs. That's when my husband passed away. So I stepped out of the program. I took some time off work. I thought I took enough time off work, but by December, I thought I would try to get back and back to my cohort. So I began working on the quilt and the trees again. I began selecting fabrics for each tree, and I cut and pinned the first 3 trees. Next, please. And then I got stuck. I got really stuck. I thought at that point that everything that I was working on in the quilt had to match the photo I was working from to a T, and I couldn't figure out how to do that. I also thought that coming back to work, work would slowly begin to fit the picture of what teaching was like, and it didn't. My first inquiry in my classroom was around how I might develop a sense of community and connection with my class, and how coming in halfway through the year might impact that connection. Well, not all inquiries are successful. Mine failed miserably in many ways, but it brought me to my first big learning moment. I can't develop a sense of community in my class if I don't have a sense of community myself, and I needed to figure out how to do that first. As Brené Brown says, we cannot give our children what we don't have. If we want our children to have courage, compassion, and connection, we must practice these things in our own daily lives. If we want them to love and accept who they are, our job is to love and accept who we are. At that point, I didn't feel like I knew myself anymore, and I withdrew from the program completely. Losing three significant people in a row, my husband, my father, my dad, and my father-in-law, it left me thinking I wasn't coming back to the program at all. But fast forward a year, and an email came by from SFU advertising the nature-based experiential learning cohort. This was the topic that I'd hoped for in the beginning, and I didn't want to miss the opportunity. A lot of phone calls, a lot of organizing with SFU, and it turned out to be one of the best decisions I ever made. As I began making new connections in my learning and in my own personal and family life, I felt as though I had a purpose again, kind of like springtime when everything begins to grow. I felt as though the final year of my coursework was so full of growth and change, I can't even begin to fit it all in my head, let alone a 15-minute presentation. A small side story. We had a course-long assignment of selecting and regularly visiting a microsite, a space in nature that we found and that we visited weekly. I chose to look in the Hyde Creek Trail system, which is right across the street from my house, but I had a really difficult time feeling comfortable sitting in the forest all by myself. I was afraid. Afraid of the next step. Afraid of the bears. Afraid of leaving my children orphaned. Many times walking through there, I'm going to be eaten. I'm going to be eaten. I don't want to die. What would that be like? I didn't know where to sit. So the first place I chose was just off the trail behind a stump. I figured that way, if something attacked me and ate me up, I'd be easy to find. Didn't work so well. Too many people going by. It took another walk through, listening to a colleague as well and sharing some stories, to realize that this trail system was the space in nature that I had been connected to for the greatest number of years, 19. I've never lived in that any place or been connected to any place that long. And it took that long for me to feel safe. This was familiar territory, so why should I be scared? So I went back in the forest and walked around and looked for different spots, and I chose a place further off the trail. The connection I developed with my microsite over time in the course allowed me the space to reflect, relax, and reattune myself with the pace of nature. I even found myself lying on the forest floor staring up, not worrying about anything around me, just being there. The forest, this program, my experiences in it, and building this crazy complicated quilt have taught me a lot about my life, about myself, who I want to be as a teacher, a person, and a learner. They've shown me what I value and most want to share with my students. And the following apply to all in some way. Mistakes are part of the process. Sometimes it takes a lot of mistakes to reach somewhere new, especially when you stitch three entire trees and realize it's not working out. But mistakes are just mistakes. They're an action that you took that missed. Stepping back and looking at things objectively allows the image to change. Sometimes you need to try new ideas out before applying them to the things that matter the most. This is a piece that I worked on in the middle of working on the bigger quilt to figure out how to move forward. Sometimes you need to look at things through a different lens to find the learning and see where you're going. I ran this photo through filters and changed it and artified it and did all kinds of things. It's helpful to consider the other side of an issue. There's wisdom and beauty there too. That's the back of the quilt. I know that quality fabrics make better quilts. It takes time to find them, a lot of shopping. And quality lessons leads to better learning. It takes time to build those. Regular reflection helps me plan effectively and make better decisions. I know that learning takes patience and time. It takes letting go of judgments and sometimes the expectation of what you think something should be to see what strength and beauty already exists. As Ram Dass says, when you go out into the woods and you look at trees, you see all these different trees. Some of them are bent, some of them are straight, some of them are evergreens, and some of them are whatever. And you look at the trees and you allow it. You see why it is the way it is. You sort of understand that it didn't get enough light, and so it turned that way. And you don't get all emotional about it. You just allow it. You appreciate the tree. The minute you get near humans, you lose that. And you're constantly saying, you're to this, or I'm to this. That judging mind comes in. And so I practice turning people into trees, which means appreciating them just the way they are. I learned that transformation takes time. I couldn't rush this process. Stitching the texture into the trees brought them to life. It was difficult. It required a lot of risk-taking, new techniques, things I'd never done before, but it added a depth and a richness I didn't expect to find. I learned that trees take care of each other. Trees have this incredible underground connection, a mycorrhizal network along their root systems, which allows them to share chemical messages and food with each other. It's this amazing but unseen and vital part of the forest. And I highly recommend looking into the work of Dr. Suzanne Simard at UBC, which is where I learned this from, but that would be a whole nother talk and story. So, but from her work, I'm reminded that connection is vital to living a healthy and balanced life. It's a key to building a strong classroom community as well. When we connect with those who are similar to us and different from us, life is rich. But without connection, we are like a quilt with no threads, just a bunch of individual pieces. And when we stitch them together, beautiful things happen. I know that learning about nature-based experiential ed has validated my sense of who I am as a person and the kind of teacher I strive to be. And this, in turn, is allowing me to be a better example for my students and my own children. I'm more mindful of what I say and how I say it. I'm more patient most of the time, spending time in the forest, reflecting on what it might have to teach me, has shifted the way that I relate to and connect with people and to the world. I know that everything in the forest, large or small, serves a purpose and carries its own lessons. Piecing this quilt together has been a complicated process, much like piecing my thoughts together. That's near the end. Up to 25, yeah. The forest and the quilt have come to represent so much more for me. Learning in, about, and from nature has brought me to a place of safety, like a homecoming on the inside. I took this photo the day before I presented in the summer, the last one, it's okay. I'd happened to go back into my microsite and lie down on the forest floor again and look up, and this is the view that I found. So I leave you with one final quote. I stopped telling myself I'm lost. I'm not. I'm just on a journey that has no destination, driven by hope that I'll find a place I will like, and I will stay there. But I'm not lost. I just am on my way. We all journey through life. Sometimes we feel lost. Other times we feel whole. Wherever you're traveling on your journey, in your own time, I hope you find your way home now and then. Thank you.